Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Ash Wednesday Lenten Meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in Psalm 103, verses 13 and 14. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, what comes to mind when you hear the word Ash Wednesday? Ashes, right? Ashes are black. They remind us of the blackness of our sins. But what else comes to mind when you hear the word Ash Wednesday? Lent. Lent is that solemn, somber period of time when we're reminded, when we remember our sins, and let's repent of the blackness of our sins. This year, the theme of our midweek Lenten services is a Lent to remember. And the key word is remember. Each week, we'll focus on something that God remembers or that God causes us to remember. When the word remember is used about God, it's usually talking about an end to a time of faithful waiting for God's word to come true or be accomplished or come to pass. Three examples are in Genesis. Genesis 8, verse 1. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. Genesis 19:29. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, Sodom and Gomorrah, then God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrown cities when he overthrew them in which Lot had dwelt. And Genesis 30:22. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. When God remembers, he does something about it. God remembers, and he graciously acts for us. And when God causes us to remember, he causes us to do something about it too. He leads us to repentance. He leads us to believe. He leads us to put faith and trust in his gracious actions. So by the time this Lenten season is over, we pray that the power of the Word of God leads us to remember how God remembers us in his loving actions. We look again at our sermon text this evening. The psalmist says, God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. We hear those words every time a loved one of ours dies and we lay his body in the grave, that we are dust and ashes. We don't always remember that we are dust. And that's why we can't or don't do anything about it. But God remembers we're dust, and that's why God does something about it. Our text tells us, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Our theme from our text this evening is this: God remembers that people are dust. He does something about it so that he shows his compassion. Our first point, God knows our frame. God knows exactly how we were made because God made us. We're handmade by God himself. Everything else in this world that came into existence by him saying, let there be. It was his powerful word that brought everything else into existence. But with us, the crown of his creation, he did something very different. We read in Genesis 2, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. At the end of that sixth day, we read, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So being made from dust, the dust of the ground, wasn't bad. In fact, it was very good. But then sin came. Sin changed everything. Sin ruined everything. But even in that ruined condition, the Lord God urges us to praise Him because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are dust created by God, but we're priced at a very high value. Unfortunately, sometimes God's people forget that. Forget that our value is in God, that we are made by God, and that we are intricately designed by God, and they try to live without God, apart from God. In fact, they try to create their own gods, idols. They came a long way from being handmade by God to make their own gods with their own hands. They thought that they were powerful, didn't need God at all. But they all eventually came to realize that they were simply dust. No matter how powerful or great they were, they all ended up back as dust. And so even in death, God remembers that people are dust, so that He has compassion on them. What about us? Do you know that you're simply dust? But you also know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God? Do you thank God for that? Or do we think that we are wonderful by ourselves? Now, we Christians are offended when the evolutionists say that we are simply higher forms of animals, amoebas and then funny monkeys, and now we're higher forms. And that is offensive. That's not true. But the truth is even worse. We're even lower than the animals. We came from dirt, from dust of the ground. Do we believe that? Or do we think that Galatians 6, verse 3 doesn't mean me when God says, "For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." We can deceive ourselves for quite a long time. We can believe that we're our own self-made man. We don't need God in this world. We can earn our own way to heaven. We believe that we can be the master of our own ship, control our own fate. But this dust will eventually return to dust. Your dust will eventually return to dust. But even in death, and it's probably especially in death, when even the greatest realize they have nothing at all, that's when God remembers that we are dust and shows His great compassion. That's a third point. God remembered that people were dust. We are His dust, His children, His people. So God dealt with His people with compassion. As a father, with pity and mercy and grace, deals with His children. God remembers that we are dust, and very fragile dust at that. How quickly can a life come to an end? Illness, disease, accident, and we're gone. So God first moved us to realize how frail we really are, that we are but dust, helpless apart from Him. Listen to how God caused Abraham to pray to Him. Abraham said, "Indeed, now I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord." When Israel strayed and God allowed him to be captured and defeated, we're told, "Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. And he and the elders of Israel, they put dust on their heads." When Job had all that problem come upon him, and his friends came to see him, and they didn't even recognize him because he was so disfigured because of his boils, we're told they lifted their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. When troubles come to people, God remembers that we're dust and his compassion on us. But when troubles also come to us, he causes us to remember that we are simply dust. And he also causes us to do something about it. First, he leads us to repent. He leads us to realize our sinfulness. When we are led to realize we're dust and remember that, God causes us to repent. When God remembers we're dust, it causes him to be compassionate to us, forgiving his people when we call out to him with a godly heart of repentance. Psalm 113 says, he raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. And of course, our Savior's greatest compassion is seen in the person of Jesus, our Savior. We read in Matthew 9, but when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And in Matthew 14, we're told, and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Jesus remembered that people were dust. He felt sorry for them because of their need. And he did something about it. He healed them. He spoke to them. He preached to them. And his compassion even led him all the way to the cross, to death and damnation for us. So, God remembers that people are dust and shows compassion to us. And the last point is, God also has ways of working in our lives to cause us to remember that we are dust. When times of trouble and need arise, God uses that trouble and need to turn us around so that we think and pray like Abraham prayed. Again, indeed, now I who am but dust and ashes have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. Then we ask God to be gracious to us, confess our sins, plead for forgiveness, and look to our Heavenly Father, the sinful dust that we are, and realize that we are his valuable creatures, and through Christ Jesus we have been redeemed and forgiven. Yes, God sees that we are dust, but he handles this dust very carefully. He handles our life very tenderly. In fact, in one way, we are but dust creatures like Adam. But in another way, we're heavenly creatures like Jesus. Paul combines those two thoughts in 1 Corinthians 15 when he writes, the first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust, all of us. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. God remembers that we are dust. But God also sees us through Jesus, and therefore he sees that we are like heavenly dust. Not our own, but Christ's, which is ours through faith. We are made a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. He gently arranges our lives so that we are of heaven, even as we are still dust creatures here on this earth. Yes, we are dust, but we are God's dust. It's also true that money can't buy your life. But Jesus shed blood. His precious, priceless blood did buy us eternal life. He bought us back, redeemed us, paid that precious blood for you and me to have everlasting life. So the dust of our bodies will be resurrected to live forever in heaven. So tonight, we look at ourselves as dust, sinful creatures. But through God's word, we're led to repent of our sins and see in Jesus forgiveness being washed clean of all of our sins. And in Jesus Christ, we see the fulfillment of that Old Testament passage in Isaiah. He comes to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Amen. The peace of God which passes understanding will keep our hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.